Welcome to Maseches Makos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 3, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah continues talking about a Nazir. Remember, Nazir is an individual who takes upon himself a Nazir vow, and he's prohibited from having any derivatives of grapes, such as wine. He's also prohibited from becoming Tamei Lameis, from contaminating himself from a dead body, and also from cutting his hair. So the Mishnah says, Hayim Tamei Lameisim Kalayim. Let's say we had a Nazir, and an entire day he kept touching Meisim, he kept touching dead bodies. He only gets one set of lashes. They warned him one time, even if he does multiple actions, but since it's only under one warning, he only gets one set of lashes. However, Amrulai, let's say they said to the Nazir, Al-Tatami, between each time that the fellow was coming in touch with the touching and coming in contact with the dead body, they said to him, Al-Tatami, don't be tummy. And each time he did it, so it comes out that the fellow did separate actions each time. He's going to be liable and get a set of lashes for every time that he touches the dead body. Let's say the Nazir was shaving his hair an entire day, one hair after the next, but they only warned him once, in so only gets one set of lashes. However, they said to him, al-tigalach. Between each hair, they told him, don't shave, don't cut your hair, and he continues to do so. He would receive a set of lashes for every single hair individually that he received a separate set of warning for. If a fellow was wearing shatnez, this is not a nazir necessarily, any fellow was wearing shatnez, he's wearing a garment of wool and linen. He only gets one set of lashes. However, similarly, they said to him, al tilbash, don't wear this garment, and he takes it off, and he puts it off, or he takes part of it off at least, and he puts it back on. He would be liable to receive lashes for each and every time that he put the garment on anew. See Mishnah Tes, Mishnah 9. Interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yesh chayrish telem echad. You can have an individual that plows just one furrow, v'chayev alam mishum shmoin alavin, yet he could be liable for 8 different negative commandments. How so? Hachayrish b'shar v'chamar. If let's say he's plowing and he's hitched up to his plow is a shar and a chamar, an ox and a donkey. That's negative commandment number one. The Torah says, Lesachish b'shar v'chamar yachtov. Don't plow with the ox and a donkey together. V'hein mukdashim. And those animals both are holy. That means the shar, the ox, is a carbon to the mizbeach. For that one, he violates an eser of lesavu b'char sharecha, not to do work with a carbon, with a sacrifice. The second animal, the donkey, was kachay berakabais. It was sanctified towards the Mesa Mikdash to be used for whatever they need it for. They could sell it and use the money. Then he also violates a separate prohibition. The Torah says, Lesucha lecha b'sharecha, etc., etc. The Torah says that it's prohibited for a person to do mi'ila, to use something that belongs to the Mesa Mikdash. So far he's violated 3 prohibitions. Now what's he plowing? B'kilayim b'kerem. What he's plowing is that there's kilayim, there's mixed produce, in the kerem, in the vineyard. So for example, there is wheat, and there is barley, and there's also a grape seed. So he violates yet another negative commandment. Ubashviyas, it's during the Shemitah year, the sabbatical year, that it's prohibited to plow. As the Pasuk says, that Bashana Shviyas, Sadcha lo Sizra, Karmicha lo Sizmar, etc. Viyantif, and it happens to be Yantif, so he violates the negative commandment of Kamalachas Avoyda lo Sasu. Vikayin v'nazir b'beis HaTumah. He's plowing in a Beis HaKvaris, in a cemetery, and he's a Kayin, so he violates a negative commandment of Nelefesh Le'itama Be'amav. He's also a Nazir, as the Pasuk says, Koy Me'yuziri, Al Nefesh Me'is Le'yavai. So it comes out that he violated 2 additional ones, 8 in total. Chananya Mechachinai says, Afa Levesh Kilayim. If he is wearing a woolen linen garment at the same time, he would violate another one, a 9th love. Amalev Chacham Satachan Chananoi, in Hashem. The liability for malchus, for lashes, in this situation is not because of the plowing. We're talking about things that are directly related to the plowing. So when you come to a nazir or a kayin, that also is not part of the plowing. So once you're going and including those in the lavin, I could also include a prohibition of somebody who's wearing kilayim, who's wearing shatnez, wool, and linen together. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.